I've been loving him. He's been on my TikTok feed. His song is called Glow. It's absolutely brilliant. I'm loving the vibe, and I'm joined by the creator of that song, and it's Caesar. So very good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Oxford originally, but I'm based in London, West London.
Let's talk about your earliest musical memory.
I think my earliest is probably my parents playing Bob Marley, the Legend, the compilation album. I think that was the first time I actively like engaged with music. I was like, yeah, this is cool. And I got the CD myself and just play that around the house.
Is there any other musicians in the family or is it just you?
No, it's just me. My parents love music, but I'm the only one that makes music.
When did you actually start writing music yourself?
Pretty late. I was already like 18, so about since 2017, I left school. Yeah, I always loved music, but just decided maybe it was time to actually start like making it. So I started producing first, and then I started actually writing songs.
And do you basically do everything? Because now, I mean, musicians have to. They have to do their own video in the pictures, but you produce and engineer and write. So it's all under your control.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. You kind of have to do that these days. But also, it's fun. I prefer doing everything myself. But I am looking to work with more, like, musicians, actual instrumentalists.
Well, you could do, but then you have to pay them, and then that becomes a pain.
If I had the money, that's fine.
Yeah. No, I'm being mean to musicians, but anyway, yeah. You've got a unique sound. How would you describe your music?
That's a good question. A mix of neo soul, hip hop, R&B, jazz, reggae. Yeah, I don't really know how to describe it. It's just all the music I listen to, I guess, just it comes out in different ways.
But do you ever feel that a song is gifted to you from the universe because it comes through so quickly, it's almost like you didn't write it?
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because that's what Glow kind of felt like. It's probably the easiest song I've ever written. The bass line, actually, I was lying in bed and I just heard it in my head. And it was actually quite annoying because I wasn't trying to make music at the time. I was trying to go to sleep. But I thought I'd better just get something down. And I think the whole beat was done in maybe like 20 minutes. Maybe an hour later, I'd written the whole song. So yeah, I definitely feel like sometimes it's not really like you writing the song, it's just you're grabbing it from somewhere.
And what's been the response? Because it came up on my FYP for you page, and I just like, what is this? Straight away from that hook. Because sometimes it is that hook that you just go, I want to listen to more. What is this song? And I just absolutely fell in love with it. And then I was very jealous I hadn't written it myself, obviously. what response have you been getting?
Yeah, it's been great. Just loads of people from all around the world seem to be enjoying it, which is cool. Because I don't think that's really happened with my music before. It's just, yeah, it's fired me up a little bit to get some more songs out, like, really quickly. So, yeah, it's been good. I'm looking to release a single every month, every 6 weeks. We'll see how it goes. I don't want to do a project just yet. I want to just get some more songs out first. I'm also producing for a lot of other artists at the moment, which I always post on my Instagram when I have a song come out that I've produced. And gigs, yeah. So I'm rehearsing with my band at the moment. We're going to try and get a gig. I'm also playing in a band with another artist that I produced for called Jeff Darko. I think we've got a gig coming up in October. We haven't got the date yet. But again, that'll all be on my Instagram. I'll be playing keys and rapping and that. So yeah, just a lot of stuff.
You look like you're going to be extremely busy for 2026 to get in now. What is life like in 2025 for an independent musician?
It's rough. I can't lie, it's rough. But I think it's worth it. I mean, currently I'm working at a warehouse as well. So I was up at 2:30 this morning and finished work at 8. So it's tough finding the balance between doing music stuff and also trying to make a living, which obviously the cost of living is going up. But I think if you connect with the right people, like both audience-wise and just other collaborators-wise, you can find your path. And yeah, I think music is just so worth it. So yeah, I don't mind getting up at 2:30 if I can keep making music like this.
Well done you. You look pretty fresh for somebody who's got up at that time.
Oh, really? I don't feel fresh.
I love your drums, by the way, on this. They are really... the bass line is just like, whoa, shivery. But the drums on it, did you programmed everything yourself?
I programmed them, yeah. I did want to get my drummer to play them live, but we can do it in time. But yeah, so I just programmed them.
And who is the female voice on this track?
Yeah, I want to shout out three brilliant vocalists that I always work with. I produce them as well. So you've got Lambs, at Lambs Artist on Instagram. You got Veronica Daisy, at Veronica Daisy on Instagram. And you got Frankie Jane, at franks.enartra on Instagram. They're great. You should check them out.
Yeah, absolutely. And when her voice comes in, I'm like, ooh. But I've been playing this to death. So it's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you ever so much for being
Thank
on
you.
The show. I know
Thank
you're
you
going to be
me.
Absolutely massive. 2026 is going to be phenomenal. So would you like to introduce your song?
Yeah, so my name's Caesar and this is my new song, Glow, which is out now.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot, Caesar. Take care.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Bye.
I know you heard of her before. I know you swerving ghosts and trying to ignore her, but you hurting and you know it, cause you've been here once before. Yeah, your feet is on the floor, but the writing's on the wall. I know you're trying to keep it cool. I know the most it really ain't your fault, but you gotta make a choice. You either stand up or you fool.